Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the ninth day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masech Tekzubas, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Misha Holach Lemdinas Hayom, person who's gone overseas, V'Ovdo Derech Sadehu, and while he's went overseas, he's lost the pathway that he had to get to his field. So he had a pathway that was running through his neighbor's fields, that surround his own field. And when he went overseas, that road became all messed up, was taken away. And now when he comes back from overseas, his friends say, nope, you're not getting a path through our fields anymore. And he doesn't even remember where he had the path. Admon Omer Yelech Biktzara. Admon says he must go through the shortest path that he can get through their fields, even though they're not happy about it. But he has no right to take anything longer than that. But they cannot stop him having at least the shorter field, a shorter road to get to his field. The Chachamim said, no, either he has to buy a pathway through their fields to get to his field, even if it would be Me'amoneh is a huge amount, that's 100 money, that's 100 times 100, 10,000 dinar. Even if they demand that, he'll have to pay it. Or let him fly in the air. In other words, he's got no choice. In other words, if he cannot buy a path through the field, then he will not be able to get a path through their fields anymore. The Gemara explains that if the field through which he lost a pathway to get to his field, if the field will belong to one man, so he had his field surrounded by other fields, but all the fields belong to one man, then even the Chachamim agree to Admon that he has the right to enforce his neighbor that surrounds him to give the shortest path possible. He had a pathway through, so the neighbor cannot stop him having at least the shorter path. Okay. Everyone agrees. The Chacham also agree. If, on the other hand, before he went overseas, his field was surrounded by several landowners, and now he doesn't know which one he had the pathway through, then even Admon would agree to the Chachamim that they can force him to buy a pathway, anyone's field that he would go to, and ask the landowner, look, I want to get through your field. He'll tell him, oh, it wasn't. It wasn't through my field. It was through the other bloke's field. So each one can push him off and say, it wasn't through my field. Even Admon would agree to that. So what are they arguing about? What's the case? The Gemara explains the case is where initially the surrounding fields belonged to various landowners and he had a pathway through one of them. When he went overseas, one of these landowners bought all the land surrounding his field, and the pathway that he had was lost. Admon holds that since the fields now belong to one man, well, he should be able to enforce him that he should give him at least the shortest route. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to one man. The Chachamim, however, hold no. He buys whatever price he's been asked for, or let him fly in the air. The owner of the fields, the one who now owns all the surrounding fields, can tell the man who had the pathway, if you keep quiet, fine. In other words, if you are happy to settle for a price that we agree upon, good. If not, you try to enforce having a pathway through my fields, then you know what I'll do? I'll give back the sale contract to the owners of these fields, and then you won't be able to get any of them in by law, because each one will push you off and say, the pathway was not through my field. And because that person, that landowner, can threaten that, so either he pays any price that the guy demands, or forget it. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah deals with a person who's demanding payment of a debt. He has a loan document where the due date is already passed. The one who is the borrower, who was the borrower, claims he's paid the whole debt, just that he's lost his receipt. He's got the following proof that he's paid it, because the credit, his lender has sold him a field after the due date for payment of the debt, and the lender has received cash for it, and he didn't use it to collect his debt. Well, that's a proof that I must have paid my debt, says the borrower. Otherwise, he should have used the cash to pay the debt rather than payment for a sale of land. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi shtar choiv al chaveri. Person who produces a loan document and demands payment of the debt, and the due date for payment is passed, but he says, you haven't paid me yet. Bahala, and the borrower, hoitzi shemachalai, he produces a document of sale, a sale contract, in which it says that the lender has sold him, esasoda, his own field, and the date of the contract is after the due date of payment in that loan document, in the promissory note. And the borrower thus proves, or wants to prove, that I must have paid my debt. There's no way you would have sold me a block of land afterwards and used the cash for that if I had not paid the original debt. Here we have a machlekes again between Admoin and the Chachamim. Admoin, Omer Admoin, says that the loiver, that the borrower, has got the upper hand in this case. Yochel Husha Yomer, he's able to say to the lender, Ilu hoyisi chayiv lecha, if I was still owing the debt based on that shtar chayiv, based on that loan document that you've got in your hand there, hoyelo lecha para es shalcha, then you should have used the cash I paid you for the field, kisha mechato l'asisodi, when you sold me the field, you should have used the cash you received in payment, you should have used it to collect your debt. And since you didn't collect it, that's a proof to me that your shtar must be paid. The Chachamim say, no, the borrower cannot say that. Because the lender was smart, and he can say, that he sold the land even though the debt wasn't paid, because he's worried that maybe the borrower will hide his money away and he'll never get paid the debt. So maybe he sold the field to get the borrower to produce cash, so then, you know, he'll have a security, because once he's got the payment for the sale, for the land, then he can now use the land as collateral for payment of the debt if the person doesn't pay the debt. This is the opinion of the Chachamim, and they say therefore the lender can still use that loan contract to collect his debt, even though it's beyond the due date. The Gemara explains that, again, it depends what's the circumstance. If it's a place where they write a loan, their sale contract, even after the purchaser pays the cash, they will not write a sale, a title, or a transfer of title until the borrower actually pays the cash. If that's the type of place it is, the Chachamim would agree to Admoin that the loiver has the upper hand, and the loiver is to be believed. Because if the borrower still owed, if the loiver still owed the money, then there's no way that the lender would then write a sale contract or a transfer title for the sale of the land. He should have used the cash straight away to collect it for his debt and not write any shtar mechira. And if he writes a shtar mechira, if he then writes a sale note after he's got all the cash in the hand, that everyone agrees, even the Chachamim agree, that it cannot be that he still owes the money on the loan contract. What is the machlekes? What is the case? The case is where they're arguing is in a place where they first write a sale contract note. They write the transfer note. And afterwards, the buyer pays the cash. Admoin is of the opinion that the lender, when he wrote this sale contract, he should have given a disclaimer in front of witnesses saying that he's only selling the field in order to use it as a mashkin, And if he didn't do that, if he didn't write or say that in front of Adim, didn't give that disclaimer, then the loiver is to be believed. Because then the loiver can correctly say, hey, why didn't you put a disclaimer saying that you're only using the land, selling me the land because it's a mashkin? Ah, that's a proof. I must have paid my debt, and therefore you were quite happy to write a sale contract. The Chachamim, however, say no. that the mulva, the lender, can say, that's not the case. I did write you a loan contract. I did write you that in order to use it as a security against your debt. And the only reason that I didn't give a disclaimer is because if I would have done that in front of Adim, which is what you have to do, if I would have done in front of Adim, then the news would spread right through town and it would reach your ears as well. It would reach the ears of the borrower. And then the borrower would not want to buy it at all, because if he'd be reluctant to buy a field that he knows is only being sold to him to use later on as a security.